Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts' highest court has ruled that judges may jail someone who's on probation if that person does not remain drug-free. In a unanimous ruling today, the justices rejected the argument that it's unconstitutional to incarcerate someone who violates probation by relapsing. WBUR's Deborah Becker has been following the story and joins us now. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Lisa.
Tell us more about today's Supreme Judicial Court ruling.
Well, the justices unanimously ruled in the case of Julie Eldridge. She's a now 30-year-old woman who was put on probation for a year after she was charged with larceny. Because of the conditions of her probation, which required that she remain drug-free, when she tested positive for drug use, she was incarcerated for 10 days until her attorney found a treatment bed. Now, Eldridge's lawyers took this case to the Supreme Court, arguing that incarcerating Eldridge for relapse was punishing her for the disease of addiction. However, the court ruling today said jail is a tool that judges may use, and it can encourage recovery and protect public safety at the same time. But Eldridge's lawyer, Lisa Newman Polk, says this ruling today doesn't do either of those things.
If we really want to improve public safety, we need to be treating people who suffer from substance addiction humanely and recognize all of the wealth of needs that a person needs in order to achieve recovery.
And Newman Polk says, in fact, that Eldridge relapsed, Lisa, while she was in inpatient treatment, and many people worked not to tell the courts about that so Eldridge could stay in treatment rather than go back to jail and receive no treatment.
So many of the arguments in the case involve the science of addiction and whether somebody has control over their substance use. What did the ruling say about that?
Very little, actually. The ruling says that the justices realize that relapse is part of the disease of addiction, but the ruling also says that Eldridge's relapse was a willful violation of her probation conditions. So many medical specialists weighed in this case. Among them was Mass General Hospital addiction specialist Sarah Wakeman. And she said today that many times addiction patients will opt for a jail sentence over probation because of the strict reliance on drug testing and stress about not knowing if a relapse could put them behind bars.
So I think that situation will continue, unfortunately, and really doesn't parallel the way we think about treating any other kind of chronic medical condition.
Also, Lisa, Martin Healy, who's chief legal counsel for the Massachusetts Bar Association, says he thought that the court was going to issue a broader ruling that could have affected the thousands of people on probation in Massachusetts who have an underlying substance use disorder.
And they basically didn't go down that road at all, which is surprising. I thought that this particular case had the potential to be a landmark case where the Supreme Judicial Court could have come out and ordered the legislature to provide additional resources. They basically looked at this case as a pure violation of the original probationary terms.
Today's ruling does say that there is contested science about addiction, and it's up to a judge to set probation conditions and modify them, if necessary, for each probationer.
So what happens from here?
Well, many are expressing concerns about today's ruling, and some question whether it could cause judges to incarcerate more people with addiction. But others say that this ruling actually leaves open the possibility that the High Court will revisit this same question in the future.
WBUR's Deborah Becker. Thanks a lot, Deb.
You're welcome.